You are listening to the OneOfUs.net Podcast Network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you are interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support. This movie review also comes for subscribers at Time Lord level or above, an uncut, unedited, longer video version of the review. Become a subscriber and check it out. Okay, everybody, today on Games About Killing, we're going to be doing a playthrough of Murder, Barry, Win, the movie review. And here I've got with me Ryan.
Hello.
Ryan, what's your favorite board game?
My favorite board game? I'm a D&D guy. I know it's not necessarily a board game, but I think it counts.
Sure, it's a tabletop.
I'm a D&D tabletop guy. Yeah.
Yeah, I fucked up that Queen of the Demon Web pits, I'll tell you what. She bitch be dead. Bob Garza, what about you, man? Welcome.
I mean, old school. I'm gonna have to say Pictionary. We got the most miles out of it in my adolescence. It was the one that caused the least amount of fights. So it's probably like a defense mechanism. I'm like the one where we don't yell at each other.
For me, I'm like, I can't draw at all. So I'm at Pictionary and I'm spending the whole time trying to draw, and they're like, angst.
Inner turmoil.
Luane?
I don't know. There's this one that I've played since I was a kid called Feudal, which is like this weird sort of variant on chess, but it's all laid out on one level with these different armies and stuff. So it was probably my first tabletop with like figures. So I still go back to that one every once in a while.
Oh, that's fair. I have not played that one, but I am like one of those people that, much like with other games, like video games, I love to have them, and I wish I had time and the people to play them with, but I have like I probably have 30 board games, and I've played 20 of them, like maybe once or twice, and that's a shame, but we're going to play this game today. I'm going to get it started here. All right. Yeah, that's not... All right, draw a card.
Get some dice rolling ASMR in there.
Yeah.
Okay. This says, read the premise out of Murder, Barry, Win, the movie. Okay, we can do that, right?
All right. Sure.
So, Murder, Barry, Win is a very indie, literally like a crowdfunded movie that was written, directed, and produced by a single guy, which is really kind of impressive. When you think about it all by itself, Jesus fucking Christ, that originally played at the 2020 Cinequest Film Festival, and now it's playing the Austin Film Festival as well. It all takes place mainly pretty much in a single day. So it follows Chris, played by McKellen Walker, Adam, played by Eric Lane, and Barrett, played by Henry Alexander Kelly. And they are three different types of nerds who, at least one of them, works at a board gaming store. God, I never thought we'd live in the golden age where there's multiple board gaming stores in like different towns. It's amazing. And they've created their own game with, of course, the title Murder, Barry, Win. Okay, and so the plot of the game is basically you have to kill a person and dispose of the body and not get caught. And they're developing this. They want to get sold. They put a fundraiser online and nobody is doing it. It's just not getting any response at all. It runs out of time. What are we going to do? They feel depressed and dejected when they get a phone call from someone who reveals himself to be V.V. Stubbs, who don't go Wikipedia-ing that's not a real person. But in the game, in the movie lore, it's a person who's sort of this hidden, reclusive, J.D. Salinger-ish god of board gaming, who made an incredibly popular game called Murder Wall and then went on to make a whole slew of others. He's like, wow, nobody even knows what he looks like. But it turns out this guy, he's like, come meet me. Let's talk about getting your game made. They go all the way out to a cabin in the middle of the woods. Yeek. And it's Craig Kakowski, one of the few really recognizable actors, I thought, in this whole thing. And he's like, all right, sit down. Let's talk about this. We're going to actually play out the game. We're going to see how it goes. Like, he's pointing out, like, ooh, how does that work? In the meantime, they're looking at this wall of him, which is literally the wall from his board game, which is just weapons. Like, all, but you know, just deadly weapons all around him. Even, like, an ice skate on a stick and then a bear trap. So everything seems to be going fine until he says, all right, well, I'll give you guys $3,000 for the game. And like, wow, $3,000 a piece? He's like, no, just $3,000. And you sign away all rights and you'll be listed as game testers. And there's some confusion and issue about this and a bit of a scuffle. And before you know it, Vivi is no more. And thus begins the actual murder, bury, kill plot as the three friends start to divide on what they should do to handle this particular situation. Like, I mean, what do you do? They all came out there. There's a paper trail. There's a Googling trail. They're out there about a game to how to murder and hide the body of someone. They have a motive, all these things. So they all kind of go through these different options of what are they going to do to get out of this particular situation. And Murder, Bury, Kill is definitely, I keep wanting to say Murder, Bury, Kill because I'm thinking of Love, Mary, Kill. Murder, Bury, Win is a comedy, question mark. Ultimately where this kind of didn't work entirely for me, because it really wants to be funny and occasionally it's pretty funny, but it also wants you to take it seriously, and it's also a morality play with a very dour outlook on the world. And at the end, I had a hard time bringing all these things together. But, okay, Luane, man. I mean, it sounds like you kind of are on the same page with me.
I wanted to like this. I mean, the premise of it was interesting, and the guys were kind of funny to start with, and then that sort of petered out. But for guys who've spent that much time figuring out how to murder and dispose of bodies, they suck at the actual execution. They're awful. I'm like, guys, don't do that. Do this. Now, I mean, if you look at my Google history, it's not great either. I write all kinds of stuff, and there's probably some horrific things in there. But I'm like, guys, he's in a cabin. There's got to be a fuel oil lamp somewhere. Knock that over. The whole place goes up in smoke. Nobody knows you're there. Everything's cool.
Yeah.
And instead, they just completely destroy their friendship over this, among other things. And it starts off kind of funny and quickly devolves from there, but it doesn't make it all the way to black comedy. It just sort of is a bummer.
Yeah, it reminds me of an older movie called The Last Supper, with yes. a bunch of people who are called to a dinner that starts off really funny with all these talented comedians, and it goes into black humor. And there's a point a little over the halfway point of that movie where you start going, the humor is just kind of grossing me out at this point. Yeah. But I don't know if I go so far. I mean, this is not a gory film. There is some like blood in it, certainly, but most of the things are in your head. There's a lot of like, there's a scene where a guy's taking off the guy's fingerprints using a cheese grater that, man, anything with fingers or teeth or eyes, and just the sound effects and the look on his face is like, yeah, this is actually more effective than if they had shown what that would look like. Ryan, are you team Murder, Bury, Win or what?
I genuinely did love some of it. I would say like the first half or so, I was really, really into. I got honestly had some really big laughs out of it, especially the guy who played VV Stubbs, Craig Kakowski. I thought he was hysterical. And I just love the concept of having like a superstar video board game creator. Like I thought that just in and of itself kind of made me laugh. And the fact that everyone in this universe is just aware of him and is just like in awe of him, even, you know, characters you wouldn't necessarily expect. But I guess like especially in the third act, it tries to take, and I think we've kind of alluded to this already, this more like kind of serious turn and be like more of a morality play. And I think, yeah, I agree with you, Chris. I think that's where it kind of falters a little bit. And also it almost felt like they, like, I know this, it was, I do think this is admirable for like the budget that they had and for the fact this is the first time filmmaker. Like, I think there's a lot of like great stuff in here, but I just think especially in that third act, it felt like they needed more build up to the thing that they wanted to do. It almost felt, it was just so jarring. I don't know if you guys felt that same way, but when it got to that moment that happens in the third act, it almost just didn't, like, I thought, like, we still had like 20 or 30 minutes to go, and it was just kind of, oh, that's it.
So I just drew the Bob, what did you think of the use of sound effects and the score in this film, which has actually been getting a lot of attention?
That's one thing I was gonna pick up on. We just reviewed a movie recently where one of my big compliments was that they swung tone really effective. They did swing tone in this one, and the music was a neat way to do it, where they just pop in this synthy vibey score, which in the first half I think works good to let you know that it's not being as serious as the scenes are kind of playing out. I just think that, you know, like you guys are saying, I think it's a great job from first-time directors, and the leads outside our Game Master are all first feature leads. I think it was good. It's just what they're trying to underpin to pull off the end. I don't know if we needed less setup at the beginning and more in the middle, but I thought the tone of the movie is good when it's good, but the shifts, I think jarring is a good word. You for sure could watch this trailer and the first 20 minutes of this movie and not believe anybody if they told you what happened in the back 30 minutes.
I'm of the opinion, and I'm sure there's someone who'll bring up an exception, but generally speaking, a comedy that starts off this broad and wacky shouldn't end with you just feeling really fucking depressed at the end of it, with no laughs whatsoever. And that's pretty much where this comes to. Even as it was entering the third act and it starts laying out for you, oh shit, this is going to go this kind of wrong, my mind started going about, well, why didn't you do things this way instead? Not even just in terms of what these characters would do, but in terms of what would have kept the tone correctly and made this a better film. It really did feel strange to be preachy when you're like, what exactly are you preaching about? But I don't know. I do want to give full credit to these actors. I thought that the four main leads are all terrific in this. They're fast and snappy. They play off each other very well. I don't know if they knew each other before the film or were already friends, but it certainly gives you the feeling that they were. There's the one white guy in there of the three friends. He reminds me a lot of this bigger comedic actor right now who I'm not a huge
fan of. Adam Devine.
Yes, Adam Devine.
I totally got that same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he has that feeling like, let's cast this guy. He looks like Adam Devine. And maybe that means he'll become more famous. And then in retrospect, people will come seek out our movie. You know, this sort of thing, the way that happens. And he's, if anything, and it's not his performance, but he, if anything, what they choose to do with his character is the weak spot, because they cannot figure out how to sell you on what his particular quirk is and still make the whole film work.
And like, and why, and I don't know, there's a lot of points where I wondered, I mean, he can be funny, but I just wondered, like, why would they keep this guy around? Like, especially with something that happens in the third act, it's like, it feels like, it just feels like there isn't enough there for me to accept, like, a couple of the things that happen there. And yeah, but I do think that it is a testament to this movie that the performances did keep me interested enough to where, like, I was not bored at any point. And at the end, I did want more, so I don't know. I feel like that's a good thing. And again, I'm definitely curious to see, like, whatever this director and, you know, maybe even some of these actors do next.
I will say, too, the major points on the set design and stuff, the game store at the beginning, but the games from the game guy, one of them's called Colonize, one of them's called Kill Their Dreams. Like, I don't even know what that could be about. One of them was Apex, the Colonizer Returns or something like that. Like,
and then there's some cutesy penguin game thrown in there, too.
Yeah, laugh. And Kittens on Fire or Puppies on Fire or something like that.
Yeah, which is making fun of the Kittens on Fire game or Exploding Kittens.
One thing I did appreciate it. I like when existing, hierarchies or organizational things are put into movies. Like, I'm a big fan of when there's a play in the movie, because we automatically start thinking about the backstage and the actors and the crowd and all that. This, you know, the crowdfunding, starting your game online stuff that they spread through this movie, knowing that that's literally how they made the movie, that was a first for me. I thought that was neat. It adds a lot of tangibility to being able to, oh, okay, you know, if this was just some guys making a board game in their room, like, I think it would have been a little more slackerish, harder to handle that they were serious, but I like the setup. I just, like I said, I think it went a lot of places, and we maybe either could have got all the places closer together or really went in one direction.
Bob, keep going into your final thoughts, but you must use the word murder 5 times during it.
My first one would be a cop-out. For a bunch of people that wrote a murder game, it seemed like they were really out of their depths when they were trying to figure out how to plan a murder.
Bing.
I guess technically the death that happens is a murder, but I kind of question that. There is definitely a murder that didn't happen that I thought was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks, you know, like if you want to know if they got away with murder or not, you need to see the film.
Bing, 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 bing. Keep going.
The cop was great. I thought the cop was a cool...
We didn't mention the cop.
And what was cool about him is that was another part where just in his little... I'm sure he has like close to 10-minute scene. Even that's going all kinds of places. Like, as soon as you see the cop, you're like, all right, the cop's going to get killed. We're going to have to, you know... But it doesn't do any of that formulaic stuff that you thought. We get like a good scene. He starts talking about his family. There's a connection to the game, which is kind of tenuous, but you know, it builds up the plot too. But I thought that was a cool piece in the middle of the film. But I'm gonna go 6 out of 10 graves in the woods.
Ryan, do your final thoughts, but you cannot say the word Barry once during the entire thing.
Oof. Okay. So this movie, Murder Blank, I also wanted to say Kill, Murder Blank Win. I feel like I did like it more than I didn't, even though like a movie not sticking the landing is makes it really tough for me to recommend. But I would say that, you know, if this is, I don't know when this is coming out, but like when it's on video on demand, I feel like you wouldn't be disappointed if you watched this on like a Saturday or Sunday. It's like, it's pretty short. It's like close to 90 minutes. It's fun. I'm excited to see what this director, I've already said this, but I'm excited to see what this director is going to do next. And yeah, no, it's fun at times. I would give it 6.5 critical dice rolls out of 10.
Nice. Okay. And Luane, you're going to give your final thoughts, and you do have to use the word kill 5 times as well, but wait, hold on. Yes. 5 times. You have to mime the act of killing someone every time you do it.
Well, first of all, I'd like to kill Chris for giving me that particular thing. But
hey, it's the card, man. It's
the card, yeah. And I also want to say Murder Barry Kill because it just feels like the flow of it. I think that despite the things that we've sort of complained about, I think this group of guys could totally kill another movie. Like I they would, you know, they'd really, they work well together. The trio in particular do behave like friends that have been together, and it does make you wonder, as it does when you see groups of guys like that, why do you keep that guy around? I mean, I'd want to kill him.
Bing.
And in the end, I still liked it more than I didn't. And it definitely wouldn't kill you to see this movie.
Bing, 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 bing.
So I would give it 3 out of 5 cursed dice.
Fair enough. Yeah, this is an admirable indie work, and I don't mean that as like, you know, oh, but she's so nice. I mean it like it really is. I was watching this going, well, you did a great job putting this together. But much like the game itself being discussed in there, it's not quite there. It has some adaptations that need to be made to its rules to make it all work and make it feel like you can buy it all, believe it all, be with it either intellectually or emotionally, because it does kind of fall apart in that third act in a way. And it certainly goes from being very enjoyable to more and more you're going, but wait, who would do... Until the end, you're just like, yeah, I don't buy it. And that's a shame because there's so many strengths here, from the score to the Foley to the way he chooses to shoot the violent scenes, which is, I think, really exceptional and cool. These performances across the board, I would like to see all of these people again. I would like to see this director again work, but maybe put the script in front of a few more eyes first or something before you get to that final stage, because it needed some reconsideration to to go from being a almost ran to tell your friends about it type of film. So I am going to give it a strong 6 out of 10 people who for some reason thought they just came up with the idea of collaborative board gaming. What was that? I mean, I play a lot of board games, and the best ones are collaborative board games. There's a scene in this movie where they're all like, I don't understand why the game and all the games are always like everybody against each other. I mean, somebody should just make a game where you like work together. I'm like, there's like thousands. What is that? Play a board game before you write your script. Jeez.